Hey, good morning. 9 minutes after 9 o'clock. We got clouds. We got a little bit of light rain, 66 degrees. And it's Friday, and we got Brianna Koval in studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
So good to see you here.
Absolutely.
As it is every Friday.
Well, and I tried to bring the sunshine today, but it just didn't work.
I don't think, according to Uncle Mick, this isn't going to happen until probably tomorrow afternoon. And then things will clear off. We're going to have a nice weekend.
Yes, but it could be smoky.
Yeah, he did mention that too, but in certain parts.
Yep, exactly. Well, and from the air quality alert that went out that becomes effective later today, that area could expand. It's one of those things like, well, we know the smoke is going to come in, but we don't know how heavy, we don't know where it's going to be, all of that. So just be advised if you're in one of those groups that are sensitive to air quality.
Are we ever going to find anything that we can send back to Canada to reciprocate for all the smoke?
I don't know how to answer that question.
No, I don't either. Yeah. I wish we could. Something equal. Is offensive. Anyway, I don't want to go down that.
Don't go there.
Hey, we are talking. We're going to kind of switch things up today.
Yes.
And I'm excited because we're going to be talking recycling, which you guys do over there in Wilkin County better than anybody.
Well,
I mean,
you
recycle everything.
Yes,
over there.
We do accept just about everything. And I worked in the recycling center on Tuesday.
You did.
All
that's
day
that's
long.
Why we're talking today.
So I saw everything, mm-hmm. including all of those things that don't belong.
And you made a list.
I did.
Yeah, I love this.
And now this is just a mental list of the things that I could remember. There's other things that showed up, too, because I did all the sorting. I did all the tin sorting.
Mm-hmm.
So the blue recycling bins that we have located throughout the county, it's tin and aluminum that are commingled in one section in those containers.
Okay.
So then when we bring it back to the facility and we empty everything out, we still have to sort them.
We do. Okay.
So newspaper, plastic, glass, those are all single sorted in that bin. But the aluminum and the tin, we still have to separate by hand. And you find a lot of things in there that don't belong.
I know we've talked about this before.
Yes. So it's what did the bin bring in?
What did the bin bring in? What did you find in the bin, Brianna?
Okay. You can stop me whenever I've gone too long.
No, go ahead.
But I found a heating pad, a 10-quart stainless steel pot with lid, a multi-tool, about 15-gallon paint cans. Some had paint in them. Some were dried out. Some were empty. Regardless, doesn't belong, but we'll touch on that later.
Okay.
Those miniature propane tanks, those little green propane tanks, are they 1 pound, 2 pound?
Yeah, they're tiny, yeah.
Exactly. I found a whisk, a heating element for an electric grill, clothes hangers, lots of glass bottles, extension cords, a stand mixer, sheet pans and bakeware, the legs for a patio table. I don't even know how those fit in, but they were there. My personal favorite, a jar of livestock ointment. Yep, not sure about that one. A baseball bat, terracotta flower pots, light bulbs, plastic bottles, knives and silverware, lighters and vape devices. So I think what happens with those is you have you're having a party, you're having a patio thing, whatever,
mm-hmm.
And you throw your beer cans in one bag, and then somebody thinks, I'm just going to throw my vape and stuff in there, too.
Well, or they're half-crocked, and in it goes, you know?
You know, and we find a lot of paper plates and forks and napkins and stuff like that commingled within those can bags that you may have had for your barbecue, and it's because people think it's garbage. Well, it's not. If you're going to tie it up and put it in the recycling bin, please make sure that there's no garbage in there. And then I found a lot of batteries, a lot of AA batteries. I think it's just carelessness of, I'm just going to toss it in there because it's fine. Well, it's not fine. And we would really like it if you would take your garbage out of there. One of the biggest things we have on those bins is a big sign that says no plastic bags. And I understand that you want to bag up your recyclables because it's easier for you to contain them that way in your garage or in your shed or whatnot. And then you tie the bag up and you put it in your vehicle. Rather than pushing that bag into the bin, please empty it. It makes me feel a lot better when it's emptied because that stuff gets pretty rank.
I would imagine.
Exactly. Yeah. If you're putting a bunch of tin cans in there that haven't been rinsed, which is fine. We don't require you to rinse them. You can bring them in dirty. And then you seal those up in a plastic bag and they sit in your garage for a month before you put them in the bin.
We
have to rip that bag open.
Oh, no, thank you.
Exactly. No, thank you is correct. And then it just creates more of a mess and more garbage for us when you're bagging that. So maybe find a garbage can instead. rather than lining it with a plastic bag, just put all of your recyclables in there, and then you can sort them when you bring them to the bin or into our facility. And it creates less trash in the long run, and it makes it cleaner for us, too.
I bet. Man, that can't be fun.
Exactly. So all of those things were just fun things that I found doing the sorting for one day.
And that's
so
going to wrap it up. That's going to wrap it up for Swap Shop today. That's what it sounds like. Swap Shop items.
You know, I had thought for a little while, like, let's pull out a table and we'll lay all this stuff out on a table and, you know, send the public a picture of, hey, these are all the things that don't belong. And some of it's, again, carelessness, but some of it's called wishful recycling, where you think, well, this is made out of aluminum or tin.
I love that.
So if I put that in the bin, the recycling people will know what to do with it.
Oh.
Well, we can only recycle the recyclables that can be refined.
Sure.
Now, to refine a sheet pan into something else, that's you can't do that because there's all these other additives in it that were used to make that. So if it's still of usable condition, donate that. You know, donate it to a thrift store or a reuse store where somebody else can use it again if you're done with it, rather than putting it in the recycling bin. Because when it goes into the recycling bin and it doesn't belong, it really is not usable by the time we get it out of there. So then it has to go to the landfill at that point. So give it another life before you end it by putting it in the recycling bin.
I love the term, though, wishful recycling.
Yes.
Because I think a lot of people do that. They say, okay, we'll put it in here. And I'm sure they'll just, you know, they'll know what to do. Or they'll let it go through. But that's putting way too much work on you guys.
It's not too much work. It's that it's just these aren't products that are recyclable.
Yeah. But then you have to figure out what to do with them. It's like, well, okay.
Exactly. And then, again, some of it's carelessness where you think, oh, I'm just going to put it in there. Nobody's going to know it was
me. You're right.
And I don't have trash service at my house, and it's not something that I can get rid of in my normal ways. So we'll put it in the recycling bin, and it's going to disappear. Well, please don't do that.
You know,
if you have questions,
you know human nature. Yeah, just give you a shout. You know human nature all too well.
Right. But again, let's turn it positive.
Yeah.
Because it's so great to see so many people recycling.
Mm-hmm.
It's great to see our bins full all the time when they come in.
Yeah.
It's just disheartening when we see the stuff that doesn't belong. Now, back to the paint.
Okay, so, yeah, let's circle back to that,
so
because that's a big no-no.
Paint and household hazardous waste. Don't put that in the recycling bin. It's going to leak out in there. It's going to make a mess. It becomes an environmental hazard, all of that stuff. Not to mention if this is a fun story. So we did end up getting somebody threw some like a bottle of used motor oil in with the plastic jugs. Okay, cool. It came in a plastic jug, but it was full.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know it was full. It then went through our baler, and we had oil and lube all over the place.
Oh, yeah,
exactly,
you don't want
because
that,
then when it went through the baler, it was crushed, made quite the mess. Now, we have containers outside where you can dump that stuff rather than putting your full jug into the plastic bin. But on that household hazardous waste line of thought, we have collections for that. The third Wednesday of the month, May through September, there's still two collections left this year, one of them being next week. So next Wednesday from 10 until 2 at the Recycling Center in Breckenridge, you can bring all of that paint, household hazardous waste, cleaners, chemicals, solvents, stains, adhesives, anything like that. You can bring that in, and we will take that from you for free.
Can't beat the price.
Exactly. For free. All you have to do is come in between 10 and 2, and we will take it off your hands. We will even unload it from your vehicle.
Like I said, you recycle almost everything over there.
We do.
All right.
You want me to run through the list?
Go for it. We got a little time.
We take newsprint, plastic, aluminum, tin, glass, used motor oil, antifreeze, oil filters, tires, light bulbs, magazines, phone books, office paper, shredded paper. And then when we do our collections, we take that household hazardous waste. So just about everything. We also still have our electronics rebate program.
Mm-hmm.
So if you recycle a TV or a computer at an approved location, just save your receipt, bring it into my office, and then we'll give you $10 back to help offset that cost. And you can do that rebate up to 5 times a year.
Do you recycle kids? Because I know a lot of parents go, I think I need my kids recycled. You're at work on that.
I don't know about that one.
Work on that, will you?
Sounds good.
Speaking of which, scouts. We haven't talked scouts in a while. What's going on with that? You're a scout mom. What's going on?
Yes. So the Boy Scout troop just got back from camp a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
They went to Many Point Scout Camp up. It's on the border of Becker County and Clearwater County. I think it's actually in Clearwater County. But great experience for them. It was hot. all week.
Okay, the brutal week, yeah.
It was. It was super hot that week. It was kind of buggy, but they had a great time, and that's what counts.
Right.
They also got to experience the storm shelter that they have there.
Right.
Where there was some significant severe weather that went through, so they got to experience what it was like to be in the Scout Camp storm shelter.
Okay.
They also got to experience what it was like to have flooded tents a couple of times.
Oh, man.
Yep. So they got the whole experience, right? Generally speaking, throughout the camp. Yeah, it was just kind of a stormy week, and it was hot, but they completed a lot of merit badges, and they had a good time, and that's what counts.
Good.
Because it's the experience of it. Now they can walk away with all those memories.
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah.
So you're going to be back next Friday, tell me, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, good. We'll find more things to talk about.
Sounds great.
More things to discuss. Brianna Koval, Wilkin County Emergency Services, and recycling.
Yes.
Separate those recyclables, folks. Makes everybody's life easier.
It does.
All right, 920 at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Won't you come roll with me, slow, fast, full speed?